an alleged cheating scandal in village cricket in the UK. Luke, take it away.
Sally, it's a real sign of how much sport is about that we can't give this to Chris. But this is the story of Clicky Ponting. Now, talking about a cheating scandal and the English in cricket, probably a bit triggering for Australians, but I just want to let you know, Ricky Ponting, not involved. Australians, not involved in this scandal. You've really got to hand it to the English for Clicky Ponting, though. The reason for this name is how this alleged cheating was carried out. So in cricket, of course, caught behind, one of the most common ways a batter can get out. You know, the ball whizzes past the bat. You often hear this faint nick of the ball on the wood, followed by the thud of the keeper's gloves. Except, what do you do when the ball doesn't actually touch the bat? Now, what you just heard there was a clip allegedly showing a slips fielder clicking his fingers as the ball passes the bat, mimicking the sound of the ball actually hitting it. This wasn't an international test match. This was club cricket in the UK. The player accused of this pretty heinous act plays for Saltburn. The league is investigating. This story has gone right around the world, Sally. Of course, you look to some of the big British cricket commentators to see what they're saying. And for some reason, that includes the conservative British broadcaster Piers Morgan, who
of course
was very happy to lash the Australians over Sandpapergate. He says Clicky Ponting might be the biggest cheating scandal in cricket history. And he has been asking how long this player has been doing this, because there are a number of online sleuths who've found clips of this same player allegedly doing the same thing in other matches. And if you look back through the records, as various British broadcasters have, this wicketkeeper, the beneficiary of the alleged cheating, actually took a record 8 catches in a previous game this season. So how many of them were truly nicked off the edge? That is the big question many are asking.
Well, there you go. Village cricket, it's getting pretty heavy in the UK. Luke, we'll keep an eye on this scandal. Yeah, the name, I remember the best name scandal ever in UK sport was the Wagatha Christie scandal, which was football. If you're not familiar with it, look it up. That was very detailed as well. Luke, there's nothing you can't bring us. Thank you very much for that.